In a leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court obtained by Politico, a majority of justices expressed support to overturn Roe v. Wade and other longstanding precedent that has legalized abortion in this country. Because of that precedent, the right to an abortion is protected in Wisconsin, despite an 1849 law that's never been repealed that criminalizes abortion in all circumstances but to save a woman's life. WUWM's Mayon Silver talked to Marquette politics professor Paul Nolet about what would happen in Wisconsin should that federal precedent be overturned, starting with the difference between the 1849 law and what's called a trigger law.
Trigger laws typically refer to laws passed just in the last few years in a number of states, especially red states, where that say if Roe versus Wade is overturned, that abortion will become illegal in the state, or otherwise specifies what will happen to abortion, additional restrictions, what have you. And often say when that's going to happen. Is there going to be a rollout? Is it going to be immediate? The Wisconsin situation, on the other hand, just brings back to life this really, really old law. So it's not a trigger law because it's not saying this is goes back into effect triggered by the reversal of Roe versus Wade, which is where the trigger comes from. But in effect, it still puts an anti-abortion law on the books. So that's what would exist in practice. And I think the only difference there is it's even more unclear who's going to enforce this law or how that's going to work, since it's such an old law that doesn't give a whole lot of detail.
Right. And so, therefore, either the Republican-led legislature then signed into law by whoever the governor is, or the courts would have to decide how this law is to take effect.
Right. Exactly. And so there's undoubtedly going to be litigation, no matter what happens. If the Justice Alito decision becomes law, Roe versus Wade is explicitly overturned, that's certainly not the end of litigation, I'd say, either at the federal level or the state level, because you're going to have a lot of unclear situations about what to do with interstate travel or what to do with these really old anti-abortion laws that are on the books and how they might be enforced.
And specifically, the political climate in Wisconsin really makes a big difference, including the redistricting, the 2020 census lines, and the litigation that has just come out of that, which make it almost inevitable for Republican majorities to remain in the state legislature.
Right. And I suppose that's one irony here, because reading the draft opinion by Justice Alito, one of the recurring points in there is to say by overturning Roe versus Wade, this sends things back to the states where there can be, democratic deliberation about abortion and then votes on whether to go in a pro-choice or a pro-life direction. However, that's complicated by the fact that the redistricting lines, certainly here in Wisconsin and in other states as well, don't reflect the democratic will of the citizenry and the residents, because they are so skewed, towards one side.
Specifically, that public opinion at large is that in an October Marquette University Law School poll, 61% of voters said abortion should be legal in all or most cases, and only 34% said it should be illegal in all or most cases. And so this is in line with what you're talking about, right?
Right, exactly. That 61% is not going to be reflected necessarily when it comes district to district with the state legislature. It's possible that could play a role statewide. So in the governor's race, the attorney general race, that'll matter more, especially if abortion is a big issue. But for the legislature, not so much.
That was Marquette politics professor Paul Nolet speaking with WUWM's Mayon Silver.